2 Chronicles, chapter 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, after the disgusting behaviors of the nations whom Yahweh cast out before the sons of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for the Baalim, and made Asheroth, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. And he built altars in the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh said, In Jerusalem will my name be forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of Yahweh. He also made his sons to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and he interpreted omens, and used magic, and did witchcraft, and dealt with spiritists and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. And he set the graven image of the idol, which he had made, in the house of God, of which God said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from off the land which I have appointed for your fathers, if only they will observe to do all that I have commanded them, even all the law and the statutes and the ordinances given by Moses. And Manasseh seduced Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that they did more evil than did the nations whom Yahweh destroyed before the sons of Israel. And Yahweh spoke to Manasseh, and to his people, but they gave no heed. Therefore Yahweh brought on them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh in chains, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in distress, he implored Yahweh his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And he prayed to him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that Yahweh he was God. Now after this he built an outer wall to the city of David, on the west side of Gihon, in the valley, even to the entrance at the fish gate, and he surrounded Ophel with it, and raised it up to a very great height, and he put valiant captains in all the fortified cities of Judah. And he took away the foreign gods, and the idol out of the house of Yahweh, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of Yahweh, and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he built up the altar of Yahweh, and offered on it sacrifices of peace offerings and of thanksgiving, and commanded Judah to serve Yahweh, the God of Israel. Nevertheless the people still sacrificed in the high places, but only to Yahweh their God. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer to his God, and the words of the seers who spoke to him in the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel, look, they are written among the acts of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sin and his trespass, and the places where he built high places, and set up the Asherim and the graven images, before he humbled himself, look, they are written in the history of Hosea. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did Manasseh his father, and Amon sacrificed to all the graven images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them. And he didn't humble himself before Yahweh, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself, but this same Amon trespassed more and more. And his slaves conspired against him, and put him to death in his own house. But the people of the land slew all those who had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead.